I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, a little Yankee note here. Obviously, the Yankees were off last night, and would have been nice to get the sweep. And I still wouldn't have overreacted to the sweep. Like, just because I've been on this Mets tangent here the first hour, and really, you know, for a while now, Mets aren't playing well. Don't let that fool you. I mean, I don't believe in the Yankees either. I just don't. Now, I do believe more in the Yankees than I believe in the Mets. I do. Like, and that's kind of gone back and forth on that. But one of the reasons why some of my convictions in the Yankees has been slightly restored is the recently energized play of Anthony Volpe. That's right. The kid that everybody was hammering him. Bench him. Well, I mean, I even said bench him. Send him down. Some of you, like listeners and trolls, mocking him, noodle arm, all the thing. And listen, he didn't play well, and I never made excuses for him. I was just never going to send them down. I didn't think that was the prudent thing to do. The Yankees did not. They didn't even sit him, which I would have, just to give him a little mental respite. Either way, I don't know if you've noticed, but Anthony Volpe ain't soft. Because if Anthony Volpe was soft, and if Anthony Volpe wasn't built for this, Anthony Volpe would have cracked. I was thinking about this as well. Outside of, I mean, this what I'm about to reference was next level stuff. Just because of how amazing he was. And how polarizing he was. So Alex A-Rod is in a different category, like at the height of his, like the combustibility, like the exchanges and the way, the constant day-to-day critiquing and analysis of Alex Rodriguez before he won in 2009. I mean, that must have been like Reggie and Thurman back in the day. I mean, I don't think we'll ever see anything like that again. But on a much, much, much lower scale, because number one, Volpe's not nearly as talented as, I mean, you just start with that as Alex. The criticisms and the noise around Anthony was about as loud in terms of, and not just for a day or so, and as deep as we've seen in a while. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I know Gallo got hit, but you know, Gallo was here for a minute, you know. Hicks was a big thing, but, you know, he was not the starting shortstop who was a first-round pick who was from New Jersey. It was just different, all right? And I'm not here to try to convince you that Anthony Volpe is in the earliest stages of becoming wit or transforming him into a superstar. I don't think he's going to be that guy. I've said that. But I think he's going to be a whole hell of a lot more useful than many of you do. And do you realize that since the All-Star break, he's got 8 home runs? Now, I say that with caution because with Anthony, I don't love the home run as a barometer. You know what I mean? Because I love to see more doubles the other way, more walks, more steals, higher average, higher on base, you know, great defense at short. But this young man, if he was fragile, like mentally, if he didn't have that Northeast toughness, that resilience, which he so clearly does, I honestly think he would have been broken. Because that's where it was going. Instead, he rose up, he fought back, and he's playing good baseball. So I say that to get to what I would love to see this weekend, because he's not fully there. He's hitting 220. I would love to see, got three games this weekend against the Cardinals, right? It's on like the turf, the Astro, not the Astro turf, but the field turf. How about over the course of these next three games, how about we get five hits from Volpe? You know, five runs, three, four steals, another homer, couple doubles. That would be, to me, that would be, of all the things that I think I would like to see this weekend from the Yankees, aside from starting pitching, doing their job, blah, 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 the new guys in the bullpen, of course, I think that would probably give me the most confidence that the Yankees could go on a little run here. I still don't think they're a World Series team, but there could be a run here, and he could be the catalyst. Keep it going. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. All right, so we've got the Mets stuff, the Yankee stuff. Mike's in Staten Island on the Fan. What up, Mike?
What's going on, BT?
Hey.
Tuesday night's win was like lipstick on a pig. This team just stinks. You finally get the makeup of the team last night with the bullpen acquisitions, and they still lose. Lindor hits a home run. They still lose. It's just hopeless. You beat Strider, and you'd only muster five hits off Elder. It just doesn't make any sense. It's like squeezing blood from a stone for this team to score. Mendoza's pushing all the wrong buttons this year. I don't know why you felt the need to take Senga out. You're complaining about a tax bullpen, but then you yank a cruising Senga who just hit 96 on his fastball.
Yep.
You got to let him finish the inning. And then this team's just counting outs, just like the fans at home. I'm going to see McLean tomorrow, so, yeah, sadly, I'll be there. It's like a contradiction. I'm excited. But the fans are holding their side of the deal, but this team's just not. It's just a brutal watch.
It's a brutal watch, but do you think it gets better? We all know it's brutal. You think they're going to be a playoff team, or they're going to miss out? I mean, they're half a game up on a wild card, dude.
Yeah.
Are they going to make it?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Whoa. At this point.
Man, oh man, I know why you say that. I don't know if I fully agree. Hoffy's usually stable. Yeah, okay. Hoff, do you think the Mets are going to make the playoffs?
Get back to me in a week.
Well, I will, but what's your opinion today?
I honestly don't know. I honestly, like, this is the first time that I'm sitting there going, I want to be optimistic. I want to say, yes, this is a team that's going to make the playoffs, but I have to really judge what happens in the next week. If they continue to lose, even if they hover 500, I might have to say they're not making the playoffs because they've had every opportunity with the Phillies losing so many games in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies couldn't help the freaking Mets for a second, for one game.
Why would they?
Of course not. Hmm. The Reds, I know they have a tough schedule, but, you know, guess what? The Reds are kind of scrappy. They're kind of good. They're kind of where the Mets were last year.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
So,
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, I mean, the Mets have to win games for me to say that they can make the playoffs. Right now, I can't comfortably say it.
You know what's interesting about the Reds, too? And there's other teams, obviously. There's still enough ball to go here where another team could get, you know, win 7 of 8, jump up. We're thinking about the Reds primarily now. But who do you trust more, Francona or Mendy down the stretch?
Oh, well, Francona, simple. No doubt about it, yeah.
I never looked at the Reds as almost like last year's Mets. That's interesting. All right. BT and Sal Show on the Fan, brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. How about Tom and West Babylon on the Fan? What's going on, Tom?
Hey, BT, I really respect you because you're not a hater. You're a Yankee fan.
I appreciate that.
With that, I need some advice. You know, I watch the Mets, but I look at details.
Mm-hmm.
And my details I see is like, the little things, like, I want you to, the next 6 weeks, where is Soto in the dugout? Like, when things are happening. You don't see it. I think there's something going on here. So, I don't think everything's clicking. I'm not going to count them out, because you know it's going to happen, BT.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, but the bottom line is, I'll finish and then I'll hear you, is that I really think the Mets are going to turn it around come September.
Okay.
And you remember, when you get hot, that's the team that goes, and they haven't put it all together yet.
I know.
But think about that. Since we got Soto, could there be a little, like, jealousy or, like, I hate using the word hate, but
yep.
They're just not gelling. I mean, something's wrong.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I don't think Soto does anything for chemistry. Now, I'm not saying that he makes it worse. I don't think he enhances it, okay, number one. And then a couple of guys that were on the team a year ago, Iglesias, some others, did enhance chemistry. So while we can't quantify the chemistry, Tom, and thanks for the call, it's clearly not the same. Now, let's also be real about this. Chemistry is something that you reach for when you're not playing well. You know what I mean? Like when the Mets are winning, when the Yanks are winning, when the Knicks are well, maybe a little more chemistry in basketball, so maybe I shouldn't even pull the Knicks into it. But with baseball, you're either hitting or you're not. You're either getting outs on the mound or you're not. And we don't really focus on chemistry. Now, there's certain teams, and last year's Mets were a team that oozed chemistry. You know, and can somebody explain this to me? You know, we have a little fun only because I know it drove Sal nuts. I still laugh, dude. You guys want to crack up? Google. I can see it now. Robbie, do this. Google Sal. New York Post grimace, and that was when the whole the Mets really just pull it up. And there's a picture of Sal, and I feel like it's one of those pictures of Sal with the veins of Sal yelling, screaming, turning red. But what they wrote underneath Sal, like Sal Licata, comma, known hater of grimace. Like the article was about, because Sal's telling me that day on the air that he's tired of Grimace and Hoctua and whatever else was kind of infiltrating the Mets, in terms of getting credit for the Mets' rise last year. It was bothering him. He wanted the focus to be on the players. And there's a point to be made. But before I keep going with that, did you find it, Rami?
Sal Licata, known hater of Grimace.
Read the first paragraph. Just go ahead. Just indulge us for a moment. This is great.
Sal Licata may as well be the Hamburglar with the way he's stealing credit from Grimace. Licata, WFAN's hot take extraordinaire, spent the last 2 days discrediting the purple face, or as Licata called it, the fat purple ass.
I forgot about that description. Hey,
I made that video, so I know exactly what they're talking about.
That was awesome. That was all right. So I only referenced that. You're like, why the hell are you talking about Grimace? I'll tell you why. Because the last caller brought up the dugout, brought up Juan Soto. Now again, I didn't. Yeah, I'm not saying like a little jab here and there for the if the Met fans were trolling us. I can hit back a little bit, but you know that I don't really engage in that nonsense. I think it's childish. So the Hawk Tua stuff, the Grimace stuff, I don't really lean into that too much. But can somebody explain to me what the hell the symbolism is of that stupid, oversized flip-flop? Does anybody have an answer? Like, that's not a rhetorical question. I don't know the answer. What is the origin? It's not the Hawaii Mets, the San Diego Mets, and not even the Ports. If it was the Port St. Lucie Mets, I can understand that. Is that, like, you guys aren't even looking at me. Hoff, Rami, you guys know the answer? Why do the Mets have a flip-flop?
I mean, I'm looking it up. I don't really have a good answer yet.
Oh, my God. I just...
Sandals vacation.
What's that?
Their vacation in sandals in a month.
Oh, jeez. It's a foreshadow?
That's what I thought of.
Listen, next week they're going to have a pitching wedge in their hand. Be on the golf course. I don't get it.
So it's called and I'm going to pronounce it wrong.
That's all good.
A chancla?
Okay.
The home run chancla, C-H-A-N-C-L-A.
Okay.
It's a lighthearted disciplinary tool, according to a report on Rising Apple.
Lighthearted disciplinary tool?
Yeah. In Latin America. What,
when they smack each other on the ass if they pop up?
I guess so.
Disciplinary tool.
That's what it says.
Good God. All right. Thank you, Hoff. I appreciate it. I just see that. I'm like, you got to get rid of that. That's got to go. Let me get Nick down in Florida, and he says it's not Mendy's fault, so let's give him a chance. Nick, BT, and Sal, what's going on, Nick?
Hey, what's up, BT? Love you. Big Mets fan. Yeah, yep. I moved out to Florida 8 years ago, but got a group text going. We all agree in my group text with my family. Even last year, we weren't happy with Mendoza as a tactician this year, too. But I think last night's not the night to pick on Mendoza. There was runners on base. Senga was up to 93 pitches. It's the most pitches he's thrown since he's been back.
I know.
The IL. And they went out there and got a bullpen. We got to blame the guys. And I think you're getting on Mendoza because you're trying to protect your boy Boone a little bit. You know Boone gets killed every day. And I think you're actually attacking Mendoza to kind of like protect Boone a little bit and show Boone. You're like, don't worry, Boone. You know, we all get on the managers. Because last night was not the night to get on Mendoza. Maybe. Senga gets the next guy out, maybe, but this run is on first and third. It's 93 pitches.
Well, Nick, hold on. Forget about Boone for a sec. Maybe
Hensley.
Well, hold on. Maybe the next guy, if you leave Senga in there, maybe he does get a hit. I would have liked to find out because what I saw, I know what happened. It didn't work. That's all, Nick. That's all I'm saying.
But there wasn't a clear cut choice. Like sometimes you can see, like there's a clear cut choice. Where you know, if Senga was at 70 pitches. And he's pulling them. Then I can see.
Well, but hold on, Nick. Anybody, Nick. Anybody can make that choice. I mean, you're the manager, so it's not always clear cut. You've got to know more than me or you. And he made the wrong choice.
Wasn't even the one that killed the game anyway. Hensley, this guy.
I understand that.
I don't think he can make the transition from closer to eighth inning guy. A lot of closers can't make that transition. They don't get the same juice.
I know.
And I think it's going to be a big problem. And that's the biggest problem right now.
Well, but he also had issues in St. Louis, Nick, and thanks for the call. Now, listen, I appreciate you defending Mendoza. That's fine. You disagree with my take. I get it. That's cool. That's why we do this. Two ways, you know? It's not a one-way street. It's two-way. But this has nothing to do with Boone. Nothing. First of all, I've been saying bench, you know, not now because he's playing well. Bench Volpe. I don't know what to tell you. I think that, and I've also said that I think that Boone is too cordial in his post. Like, I you don't think I get tired of hearing it? I've said that. Listen, here's the beautiful thing about, now, it burns us. Maybe not beautiful for somebody like Sal and I, but beautiful for you. I'm going to let you guys in on a little hint, okay? So, see, back in the day, and you know we're playing golf with Francesa on Thursday. Can't wait for that. So I'm going to bring up Mike again just for that. Back in the day, if Mike and Chris said something, and then you called them up and said, hey, you know, listen, a couple days ago you guys said this, Now, I'm not saying that they ever would do this or ever did do this, but they could easily say, I never said that. What are you talking about? And guess what? You can't really prove it. No, no, Mike, you did. I didn't. And that's pretty much it. So if we try to do that, which I don't even try because I know that there's evidence. So do yourself a little favor. And I mean this with a, I'm saying this with a smile. Go and Google my name and Aaron Boone and see if anything pops up. I promise it will. And if you really want to get entertained and be there for a couple of hours, type in my name and Brian Cashman. You'll be there all night. All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019. As I said, I want to get into an NFL issue here. I've got a little recommendation for Mr. Helsley. I gave you the Volpe stuff. My take on Soto just kind of seems okay. Win, lose. As long as I get my hits, I'm good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.